see our spiritually where we are, and it helps us to do the spiritual check. I always remember one more thing from Alexander Kurian Uncle's statement. Salvation is free, but the discipleship is very costly. We'll see what is the discipleship from the Word of God. Could you please open your Bibles, John 13, chapter 34, 35. John, Gospel of John, 13, 34 to 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. 35. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. We'll have a word of prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving this blessed time, Lord, to come to your presence and to learn from you, Father. Yes, Lord, your words, Lord, they give us the life, Father. They are the spirit, and then they give us the life, Father. Yes, Lord, also they are the truth, Father. Sanctify us by your truth this evening, Father. Edify our hearts, Father. Speak to our hearts this evening, Lord. Help us to grow in you. Help us to know more and more about you and follow your footsteps, Father. Whatever we do, Lord, help us to do, Lord, to glorify your name, Lord. Thank you, Father, and open our hearts, open our eyes this evening, Father. I ask this prayer in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are total, in the New Testament itself, there are 55 plus, probably 55 to 58, one another commandments. They are the commandments spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ, and also by Apostle Paul, and also by Apostle Peter. They're all exhortations, the same times. They're all from the New Testaments. Now, whatever the verse that we read about the love one another. One another, it's a two words in English, but in Greek it's just a single word that is called allalon. Allalon. So that is a single word, one another. So Bible, especially the New Testament, it emphasizes on us, especially these words, whatever the verses we read, right? That is addressing to the disciples. Disciples means in the Greek word, once again, in the Greek word it says mathetes. Mathetes means the word. Mathematics, it is derived from the word mathetes. Normally, when we do all the problems, right, we call exercises. When you do mathematics, mathematical problems, we will be connecting with our mathematics teacher or the master, whoever it is, and from them, right, we will be learning. So probably that is the way it has come. Even disciples also, they will be learning consistently, continuously from the master. Our master is nothing but our Lord Jesus Christ. So this verse, whatever we read, 34th and 35th verses, addressing to the disciples. And once again we read 13, 34. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must, NIV says, you must love one another. When our Lord Jesus Christ, this he has spoken, is about to finish his mission on planet Earth, there was all people, disciples sitting in front of him, addressing them and saying that, because he has shown how he lived and how he shared his life while he was here. So that's why whatever the life he spent, right? So since he is going back to heaven, to the Father's place, he's saying that whatever the love I shared with you, how I loved you, especially the disciples, though they betrayed him, he knows that they're going to betray him. Still, right, he loved them till in the end. That is the love of our Christ. So that love, similar kind of love, he's asking them to share with one another among the disciples. Because we are the body of Christ, and we're supposed to share the same Christ love. When we understand what is that love shared by Christ, it is not like human love, it is a divine love. It is called agape love. The human love or worldly love is completely different, and it's fully commercial. A lot of calculations we do before going to help one person. We do a lot of calculations, and if it is profitable, then only we go and help them. But unless, unlike that, right, our Christ love, what he's shown on the Calvary especially, is agape love, without expecting anything in return that he shared. He shed his blood on the Calvary and he shone. That's why he's saying that the way, the fashion I loved you, similarly you people, you disciples love among yourself. So if we understand what kind of love, and I'll definitely we are going to refer a few verses from the Bible. That way, right, we can understand that, and same thing, right, among us we can share the same Christ love and grow in our Lord. God is our only source of love. Without his love for us, we would not have any ability to love him. That's why Bible says in 1 John 4:10, in this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. So since we love him because he first loved us, the origination it has from our Lord. Since he loved us and we experienced his love, we started loving back him. So that we have to understand what kind of love that is. So if you just a little glimpse how he loved us from the Matthew, John 13th chapter, right, washing of the disciples' feet. Normally they wear the normal sandals and all, they go in and there, and then they come with the dirty feet. We know how our Lord Jesus Christ, he washed the feet of disciples. So it shows a sacrificial act of love. It does not mean that we have to literally wash all the saints' feet. No, it is the pattern we supposed to follow, the self-sacrificial love. It's an act of love. So it shows maybe by helping or by humiliating ourselves, by submitting one another. If we do that, right, that is the Christ love without expecting anything. The greatest thing, I think his name, Henry Drimond, in his book, The Greatest Thing in the World, he says, he gives one example or illustration. If you take any iron piece close to the magnet, if you keep it close, the iron piece to the magnet, the magnetism, due to the induction, it has come to that iron piece. And then when you move the magnet from the iron piece, still, right, the magnetism, iron piece, it will have that. So similarly, when we are close to our Lord Jesus Christ, automatically all his, when he is in us, or when we are close to him, all his attributes, shareable attributes, they will be coming to us, and we will become the channels of blessings or channels of that love. Whatever the love he shared, that we supposed to share with others, means we have the prerequisite here is we have to be in him. We have to be close with him. As close as we are with him, then automatically the love what he shared, the same love we will be sharing with other believers, other saints. So that is just one example. I just want to mention that. And also the difference between Christianity and other religions, where the Christianity stands apart from other religions, means loving enemies, that our Lord Jesus Christ, he has shown loving the enemies. It is not that much easy. Even Christians, right, though they say, I forgive them or I love them, but still, right, they keep in their mind. Whenever we see them, right, still we remember them, and then all the old things, right, we remember, and then we show our real nature, real character. But not like us, our Lord Jesus Christ, though under the excruciating pain, that is undefinable pain, still, right, he's forgiving them and loving them, right, on the Mount Calvary. That is the model of love he has manifested. So he's asking us to same kind of love. Even when you are there, love your enemies. It's very, very difficult, I know. Though I'm a Christian, it's very, very difficult. Unless without his help, Holy Spirit, God's help, right, we cannot do that. So that's why when you try to understand what kind of love he had shown, loving enemies, or you take anybody, adulterous women or children, anybody, wherever he is interacted, right, our Lord, he has shown, he's full of love. So that's why he is giving that command, love one another as I loved you. As Jesus Christ, this love one another command, it is there in the Old Testament, Exodus 20, in the 10 commandments, and I'll love your neighbor. But the standard, what the new thing here is, as I loved you, he has put the high standard here. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the standards, what he defined and he manifested, what he shown, right, in the 33 and a half years, it's really, nobody can touch them. That's why there is no equal or there is no rival to him. So that's why he's asking us to follow him. Christians means disciple means they are the followers of Christ. Literally, we're supposed to follow his footsteps. That way, other people, when they see us, right, they think that these people are the followers of Christ. If you're not showing that love, there is no difference between worldly people and Christians. So the study shows the verses 34, 35 of John 17 chapter. If we love one another, especially the Christians, right, then the same thing, even we can love our neighbors. That way other people, they come to know that these people are disciples of Christ. That is one of the one another commandment. And there are so many 58, but I'm not going to touch base all those things. Few things we will just meditate and then try to repopulate all those things and try to follow them with the help of our Lord. And another one is, I just want to read one verse from 2 Peter 1:5, how love is greater than all the things. Bible says in 2 Peter 5, 1 Peter 5:5-7, I will read it for you. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and goodness knowledge, and knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. Stands in a very high, that is built on all these things: faithness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance. I have a picture, I could not show that, but love stands very high, that our Lord Jesus, he has displayed. And also few verses I would like to read from Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. In some of the versions it says kindly affectionate, means it's genuine affection, genuine love with one another with the brotherly love. And also it says in honor giving preference to one another. So to do this, Romans 12:10, we should, the prerequisites once again, here is Romans 12:1-2. Recently Baba uncle, he's taken meditation on Romans 12:1. We have to submit our bodies as holy sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Then only if we do that, 12:1-2 verses, automatically we can show that kind of affectionate with other brothers. And also from Philippians 2:4, it says, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. We supposed to find out love, showing the love with discernment is very, very important. That does not mean that we have to jump in and help too much. Based upon the discernment, wherever it is required, based upon the knowledge from the Bible, the Word of God, we have to help them out. So by finding the other people's interest and then helping them, that is also called Christ's love. And before jumping into the second one, accepting one another. The first one is love one another. The second one is accepting one another. It's nothing but tolerating one another. Sometimes, right, we have our inner circle. Only we interact with them. If they speak the same language, then only we interact with them. Other people, right, we neglect them or we tolerate. We will not tolerate them. So Bible says from Ephesians 4:1, it says, therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you, walk worthy of the calling with which you are called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. So that shows, since we have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is above all and through all, and he is living in you all. Since after we started believing the Christ, he lives in all. That's why every believer in Christ is very, very important. I just want to give why it is every believer in Christ is, every brother or sister in Christ is important, means it's like this. Just I wanted to give an illustration. If I get a call from my daughter's school, right, whatever I'm doing, whether I'm in the call, office call, or whatever I'm doing, any home related work, I leave them and then go to the school to see how she is doing and all, because she is my property and that's why I pay attention. Now same thing if you take, right, how our Lord Jesus, he left everything, he left his reputation, he left all the glories, everything he left, and he came for the one sheep that has lost. So that much important. That's why each believer means he spent so much. That's why it is very expensive for him. For us it is free, but for him, like, it costed his son. So that's why he gives that much importance. And whoever believe in the Christ, they're all spiritual inheritance to Father. That's why he pays that much attention. And we supposed to, when we see a believer, we have to remind that he is washed by the blood of Christ, because Christ, he invested and he bought him. That's why we have to pay attention. We have to accept one another, irrespective of the inner circles and all. We have to love one another, greet one another. When we see someone, right, we supposed to greet them in, you know, Lord Jesus Christ's name. So that is one thing I just want to highlight, accepting one another. And then one more, greeting one another also. That is also, it is a courtesy for the Christians. When we see some another believer, right, another saint, we're supposed to respect him and show the courtesy and give them the shake hand or hugging, whatever Bible says. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. If that is, if our culture is not allowing that, at least right, shake hand or say hi. That way, right, instead of neglecting them, we're supposed to greet them. And also 1 Corinthians 16:20, it says, all the brethren greet you, Paul writes to the Corinthian church, all brethren greets to you, greet one another with a holy kiss. So that means maybe we can interact with the handshaking or hugging instead of holy kiss. In olden days, they do that, but still, right, we can do to our kids and all, if that is okay. One philosopher, Greek philosopher, he says, whenever he sees a good man, he is delights after seeing him, right? Since he's a good man and doing all the good things, that's why he delights in his heart. How far, how much better than that good man we are, because we are all sanctified. We are all called saints because we are his property. We are his inheritance. So when we see a believer, brother or sister, right, in Christ, we're supposed to delight. We should not forsake them, or we should not avoid them, because they are purchased. They're bought by our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why we have to pay attention and greet one another. This is one of the one another exhortation from Bible. And also honor one another. Philippians 2:3 says, let nothing done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than yourself, better than himself. One more verse from Ephesians 5:21, submitting to one another in the fear of the God. Romans 12:10, we already read, in honor, giving preference to one another. There was a Bible spelling bee contest recently. So the participants, they qualified to the final round. Their names are Betty and Susan. Betty is very poor girl and Susan, she is very rich. And both are very good, very knowledgeable, and they know very well. You ask any of them, they are ready to tell the, they are ready to recite, or they are ready to tell spelling for any Bible word. So both are finalists. In the final round, right, it's kind of tug of war. So Susan, since she's rich, his father, right, he can buy her the Bible. So if they win the spelling bee, the presentation is a leather Bible. So what she knows that his father is very rich. He can easily buy that Bible and present to Susan. Whereas Betty is very poor. They cannot afford that. So what she did, right, also everybody in the congregation, they are wishing that Betty has to win that contest. So Susan also sensed that. What she did, right, in the final word, when they asked for the spelling, willingly, she mentioned incorrectly. So with that, right, Betty got the award. And then while driving back, Susan's mother, she asked mom, hey, Susan, you know, right, you know very well, why did you answer wrongly? She said, same verse, 12:10, that says, in honor, giving preference to one another. Mom, my dad can buy that, but she cannot afford that. So that's why I'm honoring and I'm highlighting her. So the next day, in a miraculous way, right, somebody presented her Bible mentioning the same quote, same verse from Romans 12:10, says, in honor, giving preference to one another. So as Christians, as followers of Christ, we're supposed to honor one another. And one more, forgiving one another. We know very well about this one. And we also know from the Bible 4:32, it says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. If somebody does any mistakes, since our Christ, he forgiven our mistakes, our sins, right? Bible says in the Psalms, as far as east from the west, he already removed all our iniquities, transgressions. So we have always we have to keep in our mind, and since Christ forgiven us, we are supposed to forgive our co-brothers and sisters if they do any mistakes and all. So because we are all forgiven people, forgiven believers, so we should remember that. And also, if you remember the parable of the unmerciful servant, like when master, when they forgive him the servant, he went and he punishes his servant, his co-servant. So when the master came to know about that, we all know how he punished and he put him in behind the bars. So Bible says from Ephesians 4:35, so my heavenly Father also will do to you, if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. It's a very serious mistake. Okay, and last one, bear one another. We have to bear each one for their mistakes, or if they have any burdens and all. And last one is still one together, because as the day is approaching, as our Lord's coming is very imminent, we're supposed to still one another to grow in the love, to grow in the unity of faith, to grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That way, right, when he comes, we will be blameless, holy in his sight. Now, definitely, it's all possible. The benefits of doing all these one another, whatever I mentioned, right, 6 to 7, one another, the benefits is it shows that we are all his followers. We are his disciples. And one more thing is, it shows that we are loving our God with a genuine heart, without any wrong motives or wrong intentions. So one more benefit is other believers, they will be growing in the Lord. They will have the benefits. They see the profit. And also we have the opportunity to minister them with the Christ love. And also after experiencing it, they also do the same thing to us. That way, right, we all together can grow in our Lord Jesus Christ. So Bible says we all have to build as a spiritual house. Like how build, right? Building means how each brick is connected to one another. We are supposed to connect each other by sharing our happiness, sorrows, and no gossiping here, please. Only connect each other. If something, if happiness, sorrows, right? Only connect with that brother and pray together, grow together. That's what spiritual house is. It represents the building. So that is one thing. Now, is it possible or not? Yes, it is possible, because God already, he poured out his love into us. A few days back, I was sharing one more illustration, pleroma. When our heart is full of Christ, when our heart is full of love, definitely we do all this one another, loving one another, forgiving one another, praying one another, growing together. All these things are possible. And also remember that we have helper, our Holy Spirit God. Always he will be helping us to grow in the right direction. May our good God open our hearts and to do all this one another with his help. Amen.